I love this time of the year with the First Communions, and the children come in for their First Communion, and some of them still don't know how to make the sign of the cross. And as Catholics, we always need to remember why we do that. We're Trinitarians. Say the word Trinitarian.
Trinitarian.
We're Trinitarians. And look at the way we begin prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just look at the way we cross ourselves. Hey guys, I want to ask you a favor. I want you to go back and tell your parents after Mass how to do that, and I want you to tell them why they do it. So we make the sign of the cross, right? Can you touch your foreheads? And now to your chest, right? With your right hand, right? Always with your right hand. Forehead, chest, that's the cross this way, right? And then from shoulder to shoulder, from left to right, right? Now, I get a lot of people who are like swatting flies. Happens a lot. No, it's a cross. Right? It's a cross. Now, in addition to that, I love what Hispanics do. Just if that wasn't enough, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they take their index finger. Do this with me. Take their index finger. This is your index finger right here. And you bend it. And you put your thumb on it like that, right? All right? Now look at that. It's a perfect cross. And then they kiss the cross. You know, just like we do on Good Friday. We kiss the cross. You guys do it all the time. I wish Anglos did this. Let's do it again. Name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that's the cross, and now the small cross, and we kiss it. I get this. It's like that. It's like that, like you're swatting flies. When we're baptized, we do it exactly the way Jesus taught us. If you go to the last paragraph, in the last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, here's what Jesus says to his apostles. He says, go. In other words, you can't stay. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He tells us how to do it right there. So when we're baptized into the fullness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He told us how to do it. And later, in Acts of the Apostles, we see that St. Paul, when he's going around to the different countries and cities and evangelizing them, he finds out that there have been some missionaries there before him, and there are people who think they're Christians, but he finds out that they've only been baptized with the baptism of John the Baptist, or only baptized in the name of Jesus. And he knows they haven't received the Holy Spirit. And so he baptizes them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, then they receive the Holy Spirit. There's a fullness in the Trinitarian baptism. And all Christians do this. Most of the mainline Christians do it exactly the way we're talking about. There's another dimension to Trinitarians. That's another way of saying Christians. Let's remember this. Jesus is totally human, right, guys? Jesus is human, right? And he's also at the same time totally God. How can he be both human and God? Because he's God. And he's God who became human. So he's fully human and fully God at the same time, both. Not mixed, both. Mystery. Beautiful. It's a mystery that we can't explain, but we observe it when we learn about Jesus in Scripture. God took flesh and became human. Totally, completely human, like us in everything except sin. And he became human in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And when Jesus ascended to the Father, a completely human person went back to the Holy Trinity. There's a human being in God. There's human flesh in the Holy Trinity. Who is it? Jesus. Right? So when we're talking about the Holy Trinity, we're not talking about something out there, way away, away. We're saying that he was totally human, and he's God, and he's in the Holy Trinity. He's the second person of the Holy Trinity, and oh my goodness, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is important. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is fully human and fully divine in the Holy Trinity. Now, this parish is consecrated to the Sacred Heart. Let's not forget the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of God. Now, when we consider the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I want to show you another way to understand the Sacred Heart. You know, when you look at a coin, you see two sides of a coin, right? And we tend to only consider one side of the coin. Let me show you how this works. We remember that Jesus loves us very much, right? God loves us very, very much. Jesus was fully divine and fully human. Jesus' heart was fully human and fully divine as well. Let's not just focus on the fact that he loved us, but that there's a human heart in the Holy Trinity, a flesh human heart in the Holy Trinity. In God, there is a completely and totally human heart. And the thing about that heart is, not only does he love, but that heart also hurts. Jesus is just like us. You know, when you're hurt, when somebody does something to hurt you, you know how that feels? You know how that feels? Well, that's totally human. When somebody ignores us, when somebody insults us, when we do something special for somebody and they don't even notice it happen, oh, that hurts. How much did Jesus do for us? He died for us, right? And then when we don't even pay attention to him, how does he feel? He hurts. He hurts. And it's painful. How do we know this? Well, he did some revelations about 350 years ago with Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. And it's because of her that the world has the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And if we want to grow closer to him, to Jesus, we don't just recognize his love for us. We don't just thank him for that love. What we also do is we, just like we do with another human being, oh, I hurt you. I'm sorry I hurt you. I don't want to do it again. How can I make things better between us? It happens with married couples all the time. I'm sorry, honey. I messed up. Can I wash the dishes for the next week? Why are you laughing? Can I iron and wash and do the laundry for you? Because I hurt you. You see how that works? It's a relationship. We do things for each other. And we're particularly sensitive when we hurt somebody else. In the devotion to the Sacred Heart, we learn how Jesus loves us. And we also learn a new level of sensitivity that we also hurt him, and many others have hurt him. How do we hurt him? How about when we don't come to Mass? How about that? Imagine you prepared a big meal for people, and you go into a lot of trouble to cook the meal and clean the house, and you invited people, and somebody said, "Yes, I'll come. And then the day comes and you cook and clean all day long and they don't show up. How do you feel? You feel hurt? You know how that... Ese duele. You feel insulted on a deep, deep level. That's how he feels after he did that and we don't show up. Or we don't take reverence for the Blessed Sacrament. If you want to grow closer to Jesus, you got to also understand how we insult him, how we hurt him. And yet, despite all of that, he still loves us. And if you want to have a deeper relationship, you have to put yourself sometimes in his position and say, just like you would with another person, how did I hurt that person? I'm sorry. And we need to learn how to make reparation, how to do penance. And if we're not doing any penance, what's wrong with us for not doing penance? Because we have to do penance for the offenses that we've done. When we commit sins, our sin separates us from him. That's not what we want. We want to be united back with him. Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus requires us to grow in understanding of his heart, both his infinite love for us and the pain he feels every single day when we ignore him or allow our selfishness to make him feel less important in our lives, or when we think something else is more important than him. That hurts him. There are two sides to this coin. He will never stop loving you, but he's hurt, just like a human heart, because he's both human and divine. I encourage all of you to grow in your devotion to the Sacred Heart. We have materials to learn about the Sacred Heart in the office, in both English and Spanish. And as we do so, we grow into a deeper relationship with God in the Holy Trinity, the three persons that, of course, include Jesus, but also the Father and the Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach your parents how to do that, okay?